Luke 6 and 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're going to fill stadiums again and have mass healings across America and around the world. I thank you, God, and I just declare, Lord, that the testimonies of multiple and mass healings and deliverances, people being raised from the dead that we hear of often in foreign land, that God, in America and in nations of the West, Lord, that you're doing the same thing. God, I thank you, God, for football stadiums and basketball stadiums and baseball stadiums that at first seemed to be created for those sports, Lord, that you allowed them to be made so that masses of people who are broken and need deliverance can come into your presence and find healing. In Jesus' name. God, Luke 6 and 18 says, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And verse 19 says, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Oh, glory. God, I thank you. You're the God that heals all of us. You're the God that looks at every person with value. You look at each one of us with compassion, with a heart of compassion. And your desire for us is that we would all be healed, that we would all be delivered, that we would all walk in wholeness, that we would all walk in deliverance. So I thank you, God, that you are raising up people of faith to believe for mass deliverances. Thank you, God, that you're raising up people of faith to believe that every spirit that is not like you will be driven away at your presence, be driven away at your power. In the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says in Luke 8 and 2, a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. God, I thank you for every Mary Magdalene that is listening to this. Lord, that you are delivering Marys from torment. You are delivering Marys from the bondage, from the shackles of the enemy. I thank you, God, that you are healing Marys right now, Father, that you are healing them. God, that you are delivering them, that you are bringing them into the fullness of why you created her, why you made her, God, that there are those who are like Mary, Father, that you are releasing your power and your love to them to free them, to deliver them, Father, that they may be voices of healing to others. God, voices of deliverances to others. Lord, that as you did it for Mary, you'll do it for others. And I just thank you, God, for every Mary Magdalene that is listening to this, God. I just declare that, God, as you did it for Mary, you're doing it for them. Healing be released to you now, Mary, in Jesus' name. Oh, I know your name may be Kathy. Your name may be Ashley. Your name may be Kim. It may be Tyrone. It may be Bob. But whatever your name is, we just declare that as it was done for Mary Magdalene, that it's being done for you in Jesus' name. Oppression breaks in Jesus' name. Fear breaks in Jesus' name. The torment of the enemy breaks in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be delivered. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Luke 8 and 36 says, they also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. I thank you, God, for this testimony. I thank you for the testimony, God, that someone would dare say it was Jesus that did it. I pray, God, for a grace to not be ashamed to proclaim with boldness that Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is the Savior. I pray, God, for a boldness to proclaim it to the doctors, to proclaim it to the lawyers, to proclaim it, God, whether it be people, God, who serve a different God than ours, or people who are atheists, or people who just have been broken and hurt by the church that they don't want to talk about it. I pray, God, for a boldness to declare that Jesus is the healer, Jesus is the deliverer, that we're not ashamed. Why? Because we've had a firsthand encounter. We are those who have experienced the healing power of God. And I thank you, God, that the experiences that we have, we will be bold to share our faith, to share with those who are needing healing. God, that you did it. And because you did it for us, that grace is available to everyone who is in need of healing. In Jesus' name, thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you, God, that we can put trust in you. In Jesus' name.